Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts taxes on gas and tobacco are going up today, with the revenues to be used for transportation projects. The tax on a pack of cigarettes will go up by $1 a pack, and that's an increase that will give Massachusetts the second highest cigarette tax rate in the nation. As WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, that's raising concerns about possible cigarette smuggling.
With today's tax increase, a pack of cigarettes in Massachusetts in some places costs more than $10 a pack. But drive a half hour north of Boston into New Hampshire and you can find the same cigarettes for almost half the cost. It's one of the widest price disparities in the country, and it's part of the reason New Hampshire is one of the biggest export states. About a quarter bought there are sold or consumed elsewhere, and not always legally.
Smugglers will go to a source state like North Carolina and legally purchase tens of thousands of cigarettes at a time.
Michael Lefebvre is director of fiscal policy at the Mackinac Center, a free market-leaning think tank in Michigan.
Typically then, the organization will roll semi-tractor trailers or vans up into the state and then distribute the cigarettes to willing buyers at retail stores who know they're breaking the law and are happy to do so because they'll get the smokes at a discount, but sell them for the actual retail price as if the tax had been imposed on it.
Lefebvre estimates the current smuggling rate into Massachusetts at about 18%. With today's tax hike, he says that rate will spike up to 43%, costing the state 3.3% of its cigarette tax revenue. In other words, by charging smokers more, Lefebvre expects Massachusetts to lose money.
Our model rarely predicts a net decline in revenue. Almost every excise tax forecast that we have made based on an excise tax increase proposal results in more revenue to a state government.
The Department of Revenue says it expects an extra $135 million over the next 10 months off higher tobacco taxes. Revenue officials declined to comment on the Mackinac projections, but say the state will convene a special commission by November to study the effects of cigarette smuggling. There are two factors working against the state. Massachusetts will see a significant increase in smuggling from New Hampshire, and it will also see a decline in the number of smokers coming into the state from other high-tax states like Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York. But even if Massachusetts loses money, the tax still has its supporters. Casey Harvell is public policy director for the American Lung Association Massachusetts. She says the price hike will encourage 25,000 smokers to quit and prevent 27,000 children from taking up smoking in the first place.
Some studies have shown that for every 10% increase in the price of cigarettes, adult consumption is reduced by approximately 4%, and it goes up to about 7% among youth.
But while raising the tax rate may lower smoking rates statewide, some studies have shown it can actually increase smoking along the border. Michael Lovenheim is the author of the 2008 study, How Far to the Border?, which tracks casual smuggling among consumers using census data. He says forcing consumers to travel can actually make them smoke more.
So if you go across a border, you're not just going to buy a pack, right? You've traveled. You're going to buy more than one pack. You're going to buy cartons. And then you come home and you're faced with a large amount of this addictive good, and you consume more.
Smuggling becomes a felony once you transport 10,000 cigarettes or 50 cartons at a time. The maximum penalty, 5 years in prison. Under state law, possession of cigarettes without a Massachusetts stamp can carry up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine, but there's no record of anyone prosecuted with that law in recent memory. And then there's the issue of enforcement. In 2009, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms devoted just 2% of its budget to investigating tax evasion on alcohol or tobacco, with the other 98% focused on firearms and explosives. Jeff Cohen, an ATF attorney, says their main focus is on stopping violence.
ATF's emphasis is definitely violent crime. I mean, we only have 2,500 agents across the whole United States of America, and there, as you know, coming from Boston, you know, there's a great deal of violent crime involving firearms and explosives.
Still, Cohen admits that many commercial smuggling operations are used by organized crime, even terrorist groups, to fund their operations. The Department of Justice says one small truckload of smuggled cigarettes can fetch almost $500,000 in profits. But that only applies to large-scale smuggling. Smoke shop clerks and owners just over the New Hampshire border say at least 90% of their customers are from Massachusetts and buy just a few cartons for themselves. And as long as those customers don't buy more than 49 cartons or try to resell the cigarettes, it's all perfectly legal or practically impossible to enforce. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.